Republican Blake Masters slams Democrat Mark Kelly on immigration, crime. By Spencer Lindquist on October 13, 2022. Republican Senate candidate Blake Masters slammed Democrat Mark Kelly over his record on immigration and crime in an interview on Fox News. "Look at how Mark Kelly has been voting. He's been voting as a rubber stamp for Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden's failed agenda," Blake Masters remarked. Masters went on to say, "Just 2 years ago we had a secure border and crime was under control. Prices were low, people could actually afford to live. Fast forward 2 years, we have a wide open southern border. Crime is going through the roof in Arizona and all throughout America. And the cost of everything you need to live just keeps going up and up and up," Masters added. What happened? Well, Joe Biden happened, Mark Kelly happened, they're joined at the hip. Mark Kelly supports Joe Biden's agenda in lockstep. Democrat incumbent Mark Kelly has voted with Joe Biden's priorities over 94% of the time. Both immigration and crime have come to the forefront of the pivotal Senate race. During the debate between the two candidates, Masters criticized Kelly for voting against hiring 18,000 new Border Patrol agents while voting in favor of 87,000 new IRS agents. Kelly has repeatedly voted against border security. He voted to end Title 42, which allows the government to suspend entry of immigrants into the United States for reasons of public safety. Kelly also voted against an amendment that would have prohibited the Biden administration from canceling border wall contracts for which funds had already been appropriated. Mark Kelly even lied about this record during his opening statement, falsely claiming that he has stood up against the Democratic Party in favor of border security. Meanwhile, a new advertisement from the Save America PAC slammed Kelly for his record on immigration and criminal justice. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Spencer LNDQST and reach out at Lindquist@Breitbart.com.